Luther, thank you so much. I will open the chat is open. If you guys want to share with Luther or have questions, you can raise your blue hand in the air and I will unmute you. And if you don't know how to raise your hand, you can always chat me.
In participants.
Yes, in participants. Okay, you guys. There you go. Rick and Lisa, can you unmute yourself? There you go.
Hey, Luther.
Hi, Rick.
I love you very much.
I love you too. It'll make me cry, okay?
I'll let YK do that after me. I think I just, for one, I want to thank you for the man you are and being in my life all these decades. And two, I wanted to just see if, you know, it's a powerful thing you said at the end about love. And I wanted to know
your time.
How you pass that on. I don't know how to really language it, but my sense of you when I'm around you is it emanates out of you. You know, you don't have to really talk or anything, and people notice that, like, about you. And I wondered if you developed that daily, or you don't really think about that and you think about others more than yourself. But I just wanted to know, I guess, how you deepen love in your life. Because that's what I want to know. How do you deepen love in your life?
This way, I would say, like, stay on the firing line of life. Give freely of what you find. You are certain to be more useful than you have ever been. When you see someone get it, you will be forever lost. You'll understand what you've never understood, that you have had the privilege of a front row seat to a spiritual experience, that you have seen how great God really is, that you know now that God is love, and he that abideth in God abideth in love, and God abideth in him. Where love is, God is, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and he will love you through me, and he will love me through you. These are things that I've just picked up along the way. You know, I don't think I ever set my mind to it. I think it's something that just happens after having gone through all of this process and everything and still on it. We're still on this journey every single day, being spoon-fed by the power. You know, God loves us. God loves his kids. We are his children, and we should expect no less from him. You know, it's our responsibility to do his work, and it's his responsibility to take care of us. We're little, we're human, so we get spoon-fed along the way. And so it's not something I set out to do, but it's something that happened to me, you know, and I have a deep, great love. And it doesn't mean I can never get mad. I do get mad or whatever. Sometimes I show my ass and I have to say I'm sorry or whatever, you know. In fact, my first sponsor, I said, I'm afraid of being an asshole to him. And he said, Luther, it's quite all right to be an asshole. It's not all right to think you don't have one. So, but anyway, I don't mean to make fun of any of this. It's love is the... love is the answer. It's the answer to all that there is, period. And, you know, I think in Corinthians, if you ever think about reading the Bible at all, I think it's chapter 13, and it talks about love a lot there, you know, though I see through the glass darkly, so on. So, you know, St. Paul wrote that segment, and that's pretty explicit too on love. But love is a feeling. It's something that I feel deep within. It's something that will help me reach out. I had a Masonic brother the other day that he and I didn't part on very good terms. And he's older. He's like 95. He's very stuck in his ways. He can be very mean and loud and awful, you know, and I didn't want to go to his house ever again, whatever. But I got a call, you know, help, I need you. And it's kind of like one of those, oh, Lord, my God, please for help, you know. Well, I packed all of that resentment, whatever it was, up in the box. And when he opened the door to me that morning, the love flowed out. It was all gone. I couldn't keep it inside of me. Could not, you know. And we're okay today. You know? So I don't know if that answers your question, but it's the best I can do. Great to see you this morning.
Thank you, Mike A.
I see Leslie's hand. Is she next?
Mike is next.
Okay, you're doing that. Great. Mike.
Mike, can you unmute yourself?
Hello?
Yeah, there you go.
Hello, Luther.
Hi, Mike Angel.
I think it's so fitting that Rick went before me because that is my conduit to you, and I'll forever be grateful for that. When you started speaking of Clint, I had to go get my book that Rick took me through that has all of the his guidance, and I'm so appreciative. When I was inviting my friends to this event today, I refer to you as the most loving man I've ever met. And I just want to thank you for your example and your unconditional love. I lost my sponsor 2 years ago to cancer, the third sponsor that I've buried. And I've been floundering, and I have a lot of love in this community. I've been in this town for over 30 years, and this really solidified that I am on the right track in seeking. And I realized how much I miss our retreat that we weren't able to do this year because of COVID. And I'm a real people person. And when you started speaking of love that we communicate to each other through each other, in the in-person sense, I realized I need to find a way to reconnect with more people personally in a safe way. I'm a rule follower today. Rick knows me real well. I wasn't a rule follower. So I just want to thank you for your example, for your love, and it's really, really wonderful to see you. That's all.
Thank you, Mike. Leslie.
Hi, everyone. Hi, Luther. Thank you so much. I've never heard your talk before, but I'm inspired. And I really like the part where you were saying about the meaning of life. The meaning of life is to find your gift, and then the purpose of it is to give it away. So that really spoke to me. And I'm a rule follower, too, ever since I cleaned up and started doing the right thing here. I follow the rules. Feel like I just follow the rules. Thank you. And thanks for this conference or this day. Bye.
Thank you.
Juani?
I thought I would post this if you want to see it. This was my 40th birthday party. Someone packed up a fur coat in the box with some white shorts and gave it to me, because when I came to the program, I had two fur coats. And anyway, I might as well have a good laugh here again.
Oh, thank you very much. Hello, my name is Juani. I'm an alcoholic. Thank you very much. I'm so grateful for everything that you all do, everybody back there with all everybody. Thank you for bringing up Luther and the voice. I have this voice. No, I'm an alcoholic, but I also did do some drugs and I believe it was like a self-induced, what do you call that when you hear the voices? Sociopath. I can't think of the word, but I would hear voice. Yeah. I would hear voices. And you know, and lately I've been like hearing this voice. Like I'd be going through something, would go through my mind. I'm going through a certain town, and you know, a certain like places that I don't like things that I can't change. I hear a voice, and I feel like it's like a guilty conscience. And it's usually a guilty, I think it is. I think it's like a guilty, my guilty conscience. I don't know what it is, but it's telling me things. I hear voices. I hear, it's, you know, I hear a voice that is talking to me, and I don't know what to say about it. I just have to bring it up, and it's never really something that's good that's happened. It's never like, it's always something, usually it's most of the time it's something that I regret doing, you know? So, yeah. And that's all I can say about that. I wish that it would. I liked it, you know, that it was telling me something good, you know.
How long have you been sober?
Yeah, usually something. I've been sober for. I'm sorry, I couldn't hear it very well. But I'll be have 4 years in December. Yeah, I have 4 years in December, and December 15th I will. And so I just don't know what to. When you brought that up, and I'm not sure if it's always right. You know, I'm not sure if that voice is always right. And you know, my intentions, like, you know, they're good, and I believe they're good. I don't always go things about the right way. You know, I'll have something in my mind that's like, that's not right, and I'll talk about it or something, and then I feel like I get in trouble for it, you know, so I don't know. I just had to bring it up.
You know, listening and hearing voices is called schizophrenia. And there's a,
yes,
a psychosis there, you know, and it can be. That's what I had. That's schizophrenia. Paranoid schizophrenia is what I was diagnosed with. But my night on the mountaintop got rid of all of those voices. So I don't have those voices anymore. Mm-hmm. I have a voice once in a while. That's what I have. So I've been cured of all of that other, or healed, or however you want to say it. I don't know how to say it, but I don't have them anymore. So all I can say is hang in there and don't pay a whole lot of attention to them, okay?
Thank you, sir. Leslie. Leslie went away. I forgot to put
Hi there. No. Hi. This is I'm Leslie, alcoholic. Hi. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah.
Hi, Luther. Thank you. Thank you so much for sharing. And you reminded me of something. I don't know where I heard it. You know, we hold on to this stuff, but there's that love is the only thing that's real, and God is love. And the love of this program, you know, before I heard anything, what I felt was the love when I came in. And I hear that, you know, in your share. And I think of, you know, there's the letter of the law, in the spirit of the law, and I have to learn the letter, but there's something different about the spirit of the law. I don't know if I suspect you understand what I'm saying, but I'm just so grateful to hear, you know, I have to keep, especially with COVID, it's so important to keep the fire, you know, keep the fire of AA and our purpose of why we're here. And it's very easy to, it's like we're embers. Just like we're embers, and we have to stick together to keep the flame, and embers by themselves go out. So I'm just, thanks for being the bright, shining light.
Sure.
Thank you.
So, thank you.
Yes. Hi, thank you. I'll call my name's Trevor. And Luther, thanks so much. And thanks so much for hosting this. This actually is my first workshop. I think I went to a convention. I'm 9 years sober, one day at a time. And man, this was just so awesome. And I saw this, they posted this yesterday in a big book study we're doing. And I was like, oh, maybe I'll check this out, you know. And thank God, the other gratitude is thankfulness for this program, because, you know, my piss poor attitude of the first thought was like, oh man, it's Saturday. Do I really want to jump on that? Don't I have better things to do? I had nothing better to do. This was amazing. So I'm just thankful. I remember my sponsor would always say when I'd give him my, you know, ask for that first thought, what I'm thinking about. And he'd always immediately after I finished say, okay, what else you got? You know, let's get off the first thought. Let's get to the second. Anyways, I'm just so thankful for you. I'm just so thankful for everything you shared. I took so much away. The curiosity part, how we got to investigate everything. Oh man, I'm right there with you. So, I love it. Just wish you a great Saturday and wish everybody a great weekend. And, that's all I'm going to do, cause I'm just going to ramble. So thank you.
Thanks, Trevor.
Thank you, Trevor. Kathy G.
Hi, Luther. What a gift, as always. I just was thinking, I came to the desert, I don't know, I was 20-some years sober, about 10, 11 years ago. And you were one of the first speakers I heard on Sunday at the Agua, whatever it is, in Rancho Mirage. And it was the first time in all my sobriety that I had ever heard about the set-aside prayer. And since then, I've seen it everywhere. So it may have been there, but you were the first person that spoke to me, my heart. And, you know, here in the desert. And so I started feeling at home, even though it was new. And every time I see you or have seen you, there is just such a light that comes from you. And it's nothing that you can do. It just is. I heard something yesterday from Eckhart Tolle, and he talked about consciousness and awareness and how that becomes wisdom. And I just, you know, that's what I see in you. And, you know, it reaffirms the path that I'm on today. And I just am really, really grateful that I was here today. And thanks for sending it to me last night.
It's good to see you, Kathy. Thank you very much. You know, they say a fellowship will grow up about you. And that's what's happened to us. And that's part of the love segment too, Rick. You know, this fellowship that grows up about us, you know, because it emanates from all of us to one to the other. As Clint said to me, God will love you through me and he will love me through you. It's reciprocal. It's just the way it is. Somebody named Scotland. Karen from Scotland.
Hi, just wanted to come in and say, Karen, can you hear me?
Yes, I hear you.
I'm Karen, from an Al-Anon member, and I absolutely loved your share. You touched my heart today, and I actually feel quite emotional having listened to you. And I've been in AA meetings with my mother since I was a wee girl, and I've never heard a share quite like yours. I heard an AA man a long, long time ago say, if you don't want your children to be damaged with this illness, show them that you love them. You know, and I thought, love, I've always been told about that love thing. And I've got a brother who's got schizophrenia, you know, and he was affected by this illness. And he's not got rid of the voices yet, you know, and it's made me think about him when I was listening to you. I thought, God, there's hope for him still. You know, God might have a plan to help him with that. But anyway, it's just been, I've never heard MD say they've got a 90-year-old sponsor. That's amazing to still have a sponsor at your age. You know, a lot of people I know when they get to these ages don't think they need a sponsor. So, you're a great example of how to work a program and how to work it in all areas of your life. And so from my heart to your heart, thank you very much, because you touched me. You know, God touched me through you the day. So thank you very much. Thank you.
Karen, thank you so much. That was really sweet. I feel it. I feel it right through the screen. Thank you so much.
Myra.
Hi, my name is Myra. I'm an alcoholic. Hi, Luther. I'm so grateful to have heard you. I'm so grateful to be a part of the Lisa Rick tree, the family tree. And, you know, I can't believe I've only met you on a screen. And just like you said, you feel it through the screen. I don't feel it with everybody through the screen like I do with you. And so that's big love. And you've got a big God, and you inspire me. I remember, Lisa, we used to say, my God is bigger than the barn, you know, but yours is a galaxy, and that's going to understand the spaceships. But I do want to say, like, I was just going to land for a minute, you know, and come and visit, you know, because I've got other things to do in quarantine, like clean my apartment. But I'm so glad I was guided to stay. I'm so glad you took us through your journey, and that, you know, you just got the love that I want, and it's the glimpse, and I know it's there. So I'm so grateful to be on the journey with you, and I can't wait to meet you in person. Thank you.
Thank you, Myra. This is how I feel right now, you guys.
Aw.
That's how I feel right now. Thank you very much. I showed you the picture with the eyeballs crossed earlier, but this is how you make me feel today.
Thank you. I have a question here, Luther. Sorry, I was late to the meeting. I have 60 days. Can you share the book Luther was reading from, please? Luther is amazing.
What book?
That's a good question. I think that was the book that you read that passage from, the last one.
They all came out of it.
Oh, that book. That book is called The Greatest Thing in the World. And it's written by a guy named Henry Drummond. He's an English guy. It's back to way a long time ago.
Okay. I hope the guy got that.
Lois and Ann and Bob used that as part of their meditation in the morning because they didn't have a big book. But it's a sensational book.
Pat C., would you like to unmute yourself? Pat, are you speaking? Because you are unmuted, but we can't hear you.
Oh, hang on. I got to do it different.
Can you speak up a little bit?
Now, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. I was on a different speaker thing. My name's Pat, and I'm an alcoholic, and I just want to say thank you, Luther. I'm in Grayton Beach here with your buddies. And they share some of that love with me that you have shared with them. Today was profound for me. I identified with so much of what you said. And I appreciate you opening yourself, your heart, your vulnerabilities to all of us. I do want to say something. I don't know if this will be cohesive or not, but, you know, we all talk about the committee that we have in our head, the committee of voices. And so many of us have so many negative voices when we first get here that they often overrule our positive voices. You know, for the longest time, I thought I was schizophrenic with all of these voices. And then I heard that, you know, I listened to meetings and other people had these same voices. And you know, they seem to be coming from within me instead of outside of me. Although sometimes it felt like it might be outside. And what I've learned in my journey is there is something called introjects. And they are pieces or fragments from people we grew up with, parents, church, other places that have had some pretty strong influences in our lives. some pretty strong negative influence in our lives. And sometimes we took on those voices. We took on those messages. And because we were young and didn't know any better. And we began to live as if those voices were our own. And through the process of recovery and through doing the inner work that we all do, you know, a point of integration can take place to where we begin to ferret out the voices that are working on our behalf and the voices of the past, generally, that aren't helpful for us in the future or in the present. And so there has been some big integration in my life. I used to call myself the old woman in the shoe who had so many children, she didn't know what to do. And those were all of my voices.
Well, I want to share, okay?
Yes, please. What?
Oh, we have a few more people in line here.
Okay, thank you. I just wanted to share that with the guy that, you know, was worried about his voice.
Thank you.
His number and call him.
Todd.
Hi, my name's Todd. I'm an alcoholic. Luther, thank you very much for your share. I really appreciate it, and I value you in my life tremendously. So I have a question for you, Luther. You know, I've been sober for a little while, and I sometimes struggle with spiritual pride, and it really sabotages my ability to connect with others. I'm wondering if you've had experiences with that and how you have confronted those. Thank you.
Sure. It's very nice to see you, by the way. I haven't seen you since that you moved to Portland. But anyway, I think one thing in my favor, I have never forgotten who I am and where I came from. Okay. And the second thing is I don't take any credit at all for any of this. So it would be difficult for me to be proud of this or whatever, you know. As Clint told me in the beginning, I have come to find it a reality that I am simply a vessel. That Clint used to say, it isn't me, it comes through me. You know? So if I understand that it isn't me, it comes through me, then I don't have very much problem with spiritual pride. You know, I know a lot about being grateful and glad of it when things are revealed to me and so on and so forth. But I don't really have any problem with spiritual pride simply because I know who I really am. And I know what I'm capable of being, you know, from my former life, which has all been changed. Changed in a moment, if you will, through this program, in a flash. So I don't know if that answers your question, but thank you.
Thank you, Todd. Anybody else? Well, Luther.
Yvonne, thank you so much. I really appreciate your asking me to do this.
Thank you. I never forgot that weekend.
Yeah, and I told your story, Timmy and Abe.
Well, no, I knew, but I just, yeah, that one, until it doesn't get me anymore, I won't mention it, but it does. But thank you so much for being here. You guys have the ability to unmute, and Luther, a hand for being here. Can I hear some clapping? Can we?
Thank you, Luther. Thank you, Luther.
Fantastic.
Thank you, Luther.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.